See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, thank you, Albert Breer. Thank you, Mark Tauscher, who is so much fun to talk to. Thank you, Danny Zetterman, Jeffrey Meller, J.R. Strauss. Hoodie and I back tomorrow at 7 a.m.
And Crosstalk is brought to you by the fine folks over at
Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne app. It's Hawthorne Racecourse, where 1,000-pound thoroughbred athletes are back at Hawthorne, Chicago's hometown track. Download that app, the Club Hawthorne app. Watch and wager from anywhere. Details at Hawthorne Racecourse.
Carm and Yurko. Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, man.
Works better. Hit that blue button.
Turn that mic on.
Yeah, the blue button.
Texting
always
furiously
good.
With our buddy Travis Wacker in promotions. So
along with the blue pill is always good, too.
Yes.
Or the blue chew.
The blue chew.
Yeah. Either one, guys. Whichever one's you have.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. I like Aleve, too. Aleve's blue.
It's right. Aleve is blue.
Aleve is blue. Yeah, if you look at an Aleve pill, it's blue.
Which was the yellow one? That was what was it? Nuprin?
No, it's Anacin.
Those are Quaaludes.
Anacin.
Yellow is
they
like
even
a
make
five.
That anymore? Yeah,
no way, do they?
What was the fiber of Xanax too?
Do you remember the little yellow difference? Remember the commercials?
Yes,
like the black and white hand. Remember little yellow. Different. I think it was Nuprin, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right. Flexrol. Flexrol is gold.
Oh, is that right, York?
Yeah.
I think Nuprin was the commercial, though, when we were kids.
Weren't the yellow Quaaludes in Wolf of Wall Street the ones that...
No, the lemons.
Yes,
the lemons.
Yes,
yeah,
the lemons.
Lemons with two
N's. Quaaludes, yes.
The Quaalude scene in Wolf of Wall Street with the delayed trigger where he takes the whole bottle.
Yes. These things that must be too old. They're not working.
That scene is unbelievable.
How he crawled from the country club back to the car.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Anacin is available at your local CVS and Walgreens.
Of course it is.
You see that, Cap? You think I'm just over here fooling you. I got stuff over here on this side of the room.
I thought it was gone. I didn't think
Anacin's still available. And you know what? Yurk makes a great point. You take the two blue pills, right, Yurk? Because you never know when you get the hamstring. You got to take the blue true, and then they have the ham. You want to make sure that the hammies are good before you start, right?
You put yourself in a compromising position. You never know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget about your
purine
tablets.
That part's working, but my hamstring's killing me.
Don't forget about your purine tablets.
Your purine tablets?
Yeah. You remember that?
No.
That's from Birdcage, the movie, when Hank Azaria was feeding him to Nathan Lane. He'd just take the A and the S off and call him Pirin. And it was his magic tablets that would miraculously make him feel better. Great movie, Birdcage, by the way.
That's pretty good. I don't remember that, but that's funny.
Pirin. I just take the A and the S off and I give it to him.
That's funny. Yeah. Good stuff.
Oh, man.
How about Matt Nagy yesterday?
Listen, he's out of answers. He's been out of answers for quite some
he's
time.
He's got no clue. The guy's clueless.
He can't fix this offense. He can't. And that was his job. That's why he was brought here.
Correct.
And he can't fix it. I think he knows it. No matter what they try, it doesn't work. The quarterback, no matter which quarterback they play, the quarterback's no good. Doesn't matter if he's calling plays or Bill Lazor or John DeFilippo. It ain't going to matter. Their personnel's bad, and he can't fix it. He's out of answers, and so what do? You start going. It's like Jim Boylan. What did Jim Boylan always talk about? Hustle and heart and effort, because Jim Boylan had no answers.
That's correct.
Matt Nagy's out of answers, guys, and so when you're out of answers, you go to, well, we got to play with heart, and we better be pissed off, and we got to play fiery, and we got to have guys that care, and all those things are true. Yeah, but most of them, I think, do care. I don't think the Bears have a group of quitters. I think the defense is deflated. And mentally, I think they've been put in a tough spot. I think they're very deflated, very dejected. They know almost no matter what they do, it's not really going to matter because the offense is so inept. I don't think they have a group of quitters. I don't think they have a building full of quitters. But when the coach can't fix the problem and is out of answers, the coach then starts spewing, well, we got to play for one another, and we better play pissed off, and we better do this, and we better do that, and okay, sure.
See, now you start being someone that you're not, right? So everything that we learn about Coach Nagy is someone that is inspiring and making sure that he's behind his players and all that. And what he did on Monday was out of character. So which coach are you getting if you're a player? Now, I'm sure that he's got fire and brimstone speeches, but the way he called out the defense has been carrying your ass
for two and a half years.
Now you're doing that. So now you divide the locker room. Congratulations.
Yeah, club, I don't.
Clubbed
I don't,
up, guys.
Clubbed
he's,
up.
He's coach clubbed up. What's Club L, though?
Clubbed up.
When you lose, what's Club L look like?
I don't know, York, but Club Dub
feels like a lifetime ago.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Well, now he's quoting our radio show. Got him. Find a way to win a football game. Yeah, yeah, it's like,
but if he starts saying having the coffee in the morning, I mean, we really got a problem.
If he says, I got to get a cup of coffee find a way to win a football game, wow.
He's close. Coffee's for closers only, Matt Nagy.
He was close. He was close to saying that, that's for sure.
Dropped a ridiculous
Can you imagine if he starts going, we're going to get a cup of coffee and try to win a game? Yeah. We got an issue, boys.
Yeah, he was close.
It's bad.
You know what we got to stop doing around here? Stop believing in teams that can't. You don't even believe in themselves. I think that's one thing. That's a lesson for all of us, right?
Good point.
If you look at a football team like the Bears and they can't even play for themselves, stop believing in teams that don't believe in themselves.
Well, Yurko and I, in the spirit of that, because it is Giving Tuesday. The first Tuesday in December has become Giving Tuesday.
I didn't know that.
Everybody should donate to a charity that they deem very worthwhile.
I do every morning, 7 to 10.
That's right. Touche, buddy. Well, we're gonna give teams because the Bears suck.
Yeah.
And they're not going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to give out teams to potentially win the Super Bowl, and somebody will win a prize.
We're giving Sylvie our show plan, so he has a show.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
You got that too.
All right, Sylvie.
How about Silverman raining on my parade yesterday? I go out of my way. Wait. I do something nice.
Is there sound on that? Will you play that in your show?
One of my best friends in life.
What happened here?
So in the spirit of the
a little bit of time. If you would like to play your parody song,
well, I
with Sylvie's reaction,
I said to Abdallah. Couple weeks ago, I said, hey, I'm going to help you guys this year kick off the parody contest. I said, I'll do a song. He said, that'd be great. And I'll play it the first day to get everybody in the mood, everybody in the spirit. I said, yeah, no problem, Adam. I'll do a parody song that I call Little Play Caller. You want to play some of it, Meller? Go ahead.
They told me pa 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 pun pun. Our new QB, they'll see pa 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 pun pun. Big arm, big slow feet, pa 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 pun pun. My genius brain, it caved pa 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 pun pun, pa pa pun pun, pa pa pun pun. Pace, you f***ed up, pa, 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 pun, pun.
We had a real good line here, but we took it out.
We can't handle a stun.
Use your imagination.
Little Mitchie, pa, 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 pun, pun. Can throw left, poor boy, pa 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 pun pun. Coach Reed disown me now, pa 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 pun pun.
This is magic.
Fourth and one, Patterson, pa 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 pun pun, pa pa pun pun, pa pa pun pun. Shall I erase B U pa 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 pun pun from my Denny's menu?
Boom. Now listen to Silver.
That's Carmen DeFalco, right?
It is. He's not eligible to win. But yes.
Carmen Yurko. Yes. I would say that is a slow developing play, like a Matt Nagy play,
Jesus.
Like an end around, you know, to Patterson. Very slow to develop.
But you got 6.5 yards.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow, harsh critics.
Oh,
shout out to Carmen.
Trick.
That was a good song.
You know, it's a good,
good
start.
Job,
I'm just telling you the this parody song contest has developed so much where it's got to be good. You know, it's just a slow, long song right there.
Don't bring the weak sauce, okay?
I thought we were going to get
Not Carm, but others out there.
Oh.
I mean, those two.
Wow.
Brutal. I couldn't buy.
Double dip.
Oh, my. On.
Oh, man. What is he? Dick Clark?
You've got a knife mark in your back there.
And then Tommy caught himself. Oh, I mean, not Carm.
God. I appreciate Black and Abdallah sticking up for me a little bit. You know, the guys here, Danny texts me right away. He goes, that was great. What are they? He goes, they're killing you.
I enjoyed it.
That actually was very good.
I mean, how about that?
Now, listen, I know it has no chance of winning. Our listeners have turned this thing into the highlight of the year, and they get amazing and creative. And it is a slower song. Little Drummer Boy is a slower song. But I still thought that when we also took the best line out because we felt like it was a little too harsh. Like I said, you can use your imagination.
Something that rhymes with punt. To be there.
To describe Ryan Pace. You can use your imagination, probably figure out. We took it out. We're still a professional radio outlet here. So we said, well.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're thinking right. We took it out. That was in the original lyric.
It rhymes with punt.
Yes. Okay. And we took that line out. But still, there's some good stuff in there, right?
Well, I would say put the unedited version on Instagram. That's what Instagram was for. That's why God made IG. Okay?
Instagram blue.
Maybe I should put it on there.
Yeah. Right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Unedited. Put it out there for everybody.
But I wanted to kick off the competition.
But I mean, what is this? There's no need for him to stab you in the back like that.
They're calling it a Matt Nagy play. Like, that's the ultimate insult right now.
In Sylvie's defense, he kind of stabbed him right in the front.
Yeah, he stabbed right in the front. He wasn't even in the back.
Yeah.
Sylvie, you're better than that.
To be called Matt Nagy right now is
the ultimate insult.
Oh my God! Right?
Well, then you know what?
Pejorative now.
If that one's not good enough, how about a new one for the holidays? How about Silverman the Donkey? Here we go. Oh, yeehaw! It's Silverman the Donkey.
That's the next one I'm writing.
La 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 la.
Yurko and I are going to have to put our brains together and really come up with something good. We'll make amends. We'll do something a little snappier and a little peppier.
We won't make amends. We'll just make fun of those two.
Oh, we could do that, too.
We were doing the post game on TV, and I'm crushing Nagy.
Yeah, and I was watching you guys.
And Wani turns and says, oh, my God. He goes, what were you saying about me?
I said,
Coach, you truth. Don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Yeah, exactly.
The truth.
I love hearing Wani talk about, when I was with Chan Gailey, this is how we did it. And I'm like, when you were with Chan Gailey, terrible. You guys stunk. I'm like, what? And here's Wani telling. Wani's a pretty good analyst, in all honesty. He's really good at college football.
He set Chicago back 20 years.
But I love it. I love when he's talking about, but the way we did it when we were in Dallas and I came to Chicago, we did this. And he's like, you stunk.
Yeah, remember those Wanstead Christmas songs he did? It was great, wasn't it?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it wasn't what we were talking about, but thanks for putting the spotlight on. Hold on a second. Let me put the spotlight on you. For God's sake. Right, yep, you put it there.
Matt.
God forbid.
Matt will be back on TV 20 years from now.
There we go.
An analyst.
There you go, pal.
He'll be an analyst.
There you go, Cap.
That's what he'll end up being.
Is Nagy going to get another job? He will, right?
That's the guy in the spotlight.
As a head coach.
Ask Carol Burnett.
Go F yourself. Not as a head coach.
I bet you he will.
No shot.
He was I bet you he will, guys. We know how this league is.
No shot.
He's still young.
He hasn't had any success.
He was the 2018 coach of the year. I'm not defending him. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, does some other organization look at it and say,
his coaching record still above 500?
Oh, yeah. It's like, 25-18?
And he's no Rich Kotite, guys.
Oh, and think about this. If he goes back to... Doesn't work out. Maybe he goes back and is on Andy Reid's staff as the offensive coordinator.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, but you know what? All it takes to rehabilitate your image, like Carm said, he's got a coach of the year on his resume, and all of a sudden he gets to work with Mahomes, and he looks great again.
He looks good.
I could see him getting another
job. So Bienemy gets a job, and he goes in and replaces him.
No, didn't you hear the song? Coach Reid disowned him. He's not going back.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Coach Reid's like, man, I love you, but I can't bring you back.
It's a little long. I kind of tuned out after a while.
Thanks, Miller.
It was too slow developing. I don't think he gets another head coaching job. I don't. Do you?
Yeah, of course he does.
I bet somebody else gives Nagy a shot at some point. I do. He's still very young.
No shot.
No shot.
Right?
Hey, don't bet with Cappy. He still owes Al Michaels $1,000.
Oh, stop yourself.
Cap, you still owe me $187.
Oh, I do owe you.
Good luck.
I got a lot going on in my life.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot going on. You better just Venmo. Venmo, man.
Yeah, I'll Venmo.
I don't have Venmo.
Oh, my God.
I want cash.
PayPal.
Jeez. I want cash.
This guy.
I'll take a check.
Venmo, he doesn't want the government tracking his cash.
Venmo is cash.
I don't have Venmo.
That isn't.
Sure it is.
It is cash.
No, yes. Venmo's not cash at
yes,
all.
Yes, it is.
Yurko's with me. Yeah. Thank you, Yurko. I want
good
cash.
As cash.
I want
cash.
Some people want to say that. But
all right, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
You know what, Cab? Maybe it's college. May not be the pros.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Could be college.
He would be great in a house. He would.
Yeah.
You would absolutely have him in.
Sure.
And go, Mr. and Mrs. Hood, I'd love to recruit you. And you'd be like, what a nice man. Yes. Mm-hmm. Culture. Yeah. Hey,
Milliken needs a coach.
Wow.
Well, that's how it is. If you're not going to be like an offensive coordinator for another NFL team, you've got to try to figure out yourself and be a college coach and then work your way up again. Mm. I can see that happening
with
him.
How bad it's gotten.
Hey, Jeff Query went to Milliken. He played in the NFL.
Query did
number
go to
years.
Yeah. Jeff Query, wide receiver.
Yep. Yeah. White Lightning.
Aren't there two guys in the NFL from Milliken? Wasn't there somebody else, Yurk?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to go in and look.
I always thought there was somebody, like another quarterback that came. Maybe I'm wrong.
He was named after Moonshine?
Yes, he was. Yes.
you did say White Lightning.
White Lightning. Absolutely, yes.
I better believe it.
Him and Scott Schwades.
Mm-hmm.
Good old if you were a wide receiver in the late 80s, you got the nickname White Lightning.
Yes, you did.
The only player ever drafted out of Milliken was Jeff Query.
Oh, okay.
1989 NFL. So Jeff Query went ahead of the great Tom Waddle, who was undrafted.
Mm-hmm. Go figure.
Another White Lightning, Tommy Waddle.
White Lightning, yeah. Use a sundial.
Come on.
40 yards.
Are you saying he was slow as
Waddle,
a snail?
I love you, Waddle. Oh, I love you, Waddle. Jeez. I love Waddle and Sylvie, even though they...
You guys are going to go after
each other.
They
crushed my hopes and dreams yesterday.
Guys, make love, not war, especially on Take It Tuesday.
It's Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, it's always Take It Tuesday in the Yurkovich household.
Take It Tuesday.
Take It Tuesday.
I've heard a two for Tuesday. Yurko does Take It Tuesday.
Take It to the Limit Tuesday.
What do you see, Cap?
I can't find...
All right, we got a break.
Oh, Chicago. Former Pro Football Hall of Famer George Musso, I believe, went there.
Oh, there you go. That's old school.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
All right, boys. We'll see
you. You guys
tomorrow.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hope we see you tomorrow.
We will.
All right.
Ciao.
We'll see you all at 7 a.m. See ya.
Get Carmen and Yurko pods on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Off and running the first day of December. It's Carmen and Yurko. Glad that you're with us today. Check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app. Search ESPN 1000 Chicago. Lots to do. Talk lots of football. We still have one game left, believe it or not, in week 12. And it's happening tomorrow at about, was it 3:40 our time, guys? Or is it 2:40? 2:40 our time. 2:40 our time tomorrow. We will see Ravens, Steelers, hopefully a game that was supposed to be played almost a week ago, last Thursday night. It's finally going to get played. At least it looks to be that way. And if you're wondering why the hell is it at 2:40 in the afternoon Central Time, 3:40 on the East Coast, it's because tomorrow is the Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony in New York City. Did they fix that tree, by the way? I saw stuff on social media like
a week
ago.
Yeah, it looked terrific.
That looked like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
They said patience. It'll grow in.
Oh, it was emaciated. It's growing. It's chopped down.
No, they said don't worry about it. It'll be good.
So I know what they're going to do, guys. They're going to take smaller Christmas trees and they'll put them down there and make it look full.
Maybe you're right.
That's okay. That's fine.
That tree was pathetic.
Right. It just has to be aesthetically pleasing the eye. There's ways that they can go about the business to make it look like a full tree. But it's not going to grow. It's
chopped. Cut down, right? Yeah. It doesn't grow, right?
Yeah, they'll be able to handle it. They'll be able to take care of it. This is all cosmetic at this point. They'll just put trees down there.
I guess.
Yeah, trust me.
Now, this is such a big deal for NBC that they're putting on the Steelers and the Ravens in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. Every year when I look at the TV ratings, the highest rated things on television every year are
football
NFL
games. Yeah.
How does the tree lighting ceremony really attract more eyes?
It's a big moment because Mayor de Blasio and his three friends will be able to sit around the tree because they've limited access to four.
Well, no kidding.
You've only got 5 minutes with the tree. You've got to put in a reservation and you have to be in one of the plastic little igloos like. A lot of rules.
It's a bigger deal this year to televise it because you can't go.
Because you can't go. Maybe it is. Maybe that's their thinking. Did I hear right that it had like 7 million viewers last year? Could that possibly be 7 million people are turning on a tree lighting ceremony in New York City? Outside of New York City, who would give a damn?
There's 50 million people in that greater metropolitan area.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, within like a 25 to 30 mile radius.
I guess you're right.
It's a lot of millions of people, Carl.
It's a lot of millions.
You know, so.
I couldn't believe it. They get that many people to watch this stupid thing? Who the heck could possibly care? Maybe now more than ever, though, Meller's right, because you can't do it a big to-do that more people sit and watch it on TV. I can't imagine anything worse than watching some sort of a tree lighting ceremony. I mean, honest to God, nothing worse? No. I don't think I can imagine watching anything more dull and boring than a tree. Yeah.
Do you watch TV every day at about 2:30?
No, I guess that's true.
Oh, boy, just sit and watch that for about 35 seconds. You'll be waiting. You'll be sitting with popcorn and hot chocolate watching this tree lighting ceremony.
Like Ellen's show or something? Yeah, man.
J.R. Smells just chimed in with your child's grade school graduation is worse.
Yeah, that could be pretty bad, too. Like a kindergarten graduation. It's like, really? I mean, come on.
Kindergarten, they're still cute.
Well, maybe you're right. Yeah,
you know, grade school. I mean,
give me a break. If you can't make it to junior high, we got a real problem here, you know? I mean, like, what does Waddle always say? Certain things are just expected. You don't celebrate it.
You don't get extra credit.
You don't get extra credit, right? You know, I mean, come on. That's like the baseline, right? I don't know, Yerk. You're right, I guess. I don't really watch much during the middle of the afternoon. It just seems to me, certainly in primetime, I mean, I can't think of many things that would be more dull and boring. Maybe the Bears' offense. Oh!
That's true.
Well, and think about it. Is it always a Wednesday night? Like, do they strategically put it so that it's never really up against a football game? Like, it's, you know, because there's Thursday night football. I'm just trying to think, like, why, if you're NBC, you're so hell-bent on doing it. But, of course, Rockefeller Center, you've got a tradition that people are used to, so they don't want to, you know, completely, you know, alienate some of their other viewers.
I guess. So at least there's something interesting to watch in the middle of the day tomorrow if you can find your way in front of a
TV. How about this? Would you rather watch the tree lighting ceremony or the Broncos Saints game from last Sunday?
The Broncos Saints
game. Sure? Are you sure about that? Yes. I don't think you watched enough of that game.
Listen, it was on Red Zone and they showed a lot of highlights of that game. I mean,
highlights? There were more interceptions than completions.
Well, that's that then well, we'll
the
call
highlights
them
for the other team. You know? There were highlights for the other team. That's for sure.
Yeah, and like, the debate rages because, of course, we can't get along. I mean, we all have to debate. We all have to argue with one another about, you know, a lot of NFL media types, a lot of people have come down hard on the NFL pressing forward as much as they have their resistance to postpone or cancel any games using what happened in Denver on Sunday as an example, using this game tomorrow if it does finally get played, Yurko, as an example. I don't know what the ultimate point is, what they would like to see. Postponements, I suppose. Although then you're going to run into an issue of player pay. And is it really fair for the Steelers to miss a week and not get paid because of what happened in Baltimore, because of Baltimore's outbreak? I don't think so.
They're forging ahead.
I don't know what other choice have. Right. Yurko, you and I are being way too simplistic about the whole thing and callous or whatever anybody else wants to call us. For the people that are up in arms about the way the NFL has handled this, what's the alternative here, people? They decided to try to play an NFL season. That's what they've tried to do. And we're through three quarters of it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And as long as they play tomorrow, we still don't have a postponement, right?
Not only that, Carm, but they've had contingencies in place. The NFL has told people that, listen, if your state's going to shut the state down and they're not going to allow, you know, people to play football, which the state of California has done.
It's got a backup plan. Santa Clara County.
Yeah, Santa Clara County.
Specifically, yes.
So what have they done?
They've
adjusted. They're going to play in Arizona.
Right. They're going to play.
That's what they're going to do.
Right. And it's going to affect. Did I see it could potentially affect the San Jose Sharks too? The NHL season is starting.
Oh, everybody got.
Yeah, they're saying they want to do it in January. They want to drop the puck in January for the NHL.
Oh my God.
Although they still need approval from the union for the NHL.
Oh my goodness, it's crazy.
Okay, but Stanford College. I mean, any college that's in that area.
Sure.
is going to San Jose State. They're affected by it. They're all affected by it.
All right. Well, we will take your calls today. If you want to join us, 312-332-3776. We have a giveaway for today, something fun and light. We'll lighten the mood a little bit. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Also, you'll hear more from Matt Nagy, and you're going to hear, sort of why we know now that he is officially out of answers, because he's pivoted from his normal coach speak and he's going in a different direction because Matt Nagy is not sure what else to say, and he's certainly not sure what else to do anymore to fix his football team, to fix his broken offense. We'll play some of that sound for you coming up next. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Struggling to find that perfect gift? Get ready to sing joy to the world. Whether you're shopping for a Grinch with garlic in their soul or a jolly happy soul, Lou Malnati's Taste of Chicago has something for everyone. No matter how far they've roamed, we deliver nationwide so they can have a taste of home for the holidays. We sent some to Andy Reid and Sean Payton. They both loved it.
They went nuts. You kidding? Andy Reid, I mean,
Andy Reid said, don't sleep on those cookies you sent me, too.
I like the cookies more than the pizza.
Yeah. Shop Taste of Chicago, and they'll be singing All I Want for Christmas is Lou. Visit tasteofchicago.com to shop 24/7 or call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Fun giveaway to tell you about in just a little bit. If you want to talk Bears or anything with us really today about how they're going to fix this mess, who you'd like the next coach to be if they do make a change, why people keep talking about Jim Harbaugh, Carson Wentz's struggles on Monday Night Football last night, and what the hell has happened to Carson Wentz? Although that team around him right now, boy, did the Eagles get bad fast. Wow. This league, it happens in this league, right? I mean, unless you're the Patriots and unless you're, you know, an all-time quarterback like Rodgers or what Mahomes is going to do for the next decade, they're good enough to pull up any team, quite frankly, around them. I mean, they really are. But, boy, things change on a dime in this league, don't they, Yurk? And what's happened in Philly, and I don't put it all on Carson Wentz, although he was atrocious last night. But that line's as bad as the Bears, and that's with Jason Kelce. But they've had so many guys hurt in and out of the lineup. Peters is playing, like, on one foot. And
yep.
Who's the guard? Brandon Brooks? Is that their good guard that's missed the whole year? Lane Johnson's out. I mean, like, it's a disaster. Alshon Jeffrey is terrible. Their receivers are terrible. I mean, they can't get away from anybody. Like, they are a train wreck of an... They're as bad as the Bears offensively. I mean, they're terrible.
Having confidence, playing with confidence, and having swagger, because of that confidence that you have, you know, suddenly propels you to a different level of play and different level of football. Jamal Adams talked about it yesterday. You look at the play when Jamal Adams comes off the corner on a blitz. He's their leading sacker, by the way.
Yes, he is. They're glad to have him back.
Yeah, he comes off the corner on a blitz. Now, they're running a screen play. The running back goes to the right, so he lines up left of the quarterback in a shotgun. Goes right. He's going to come back. So he's going to influence like he's going right, and he's going to come back.
Right.
And the play is there, right? The blitz is coming from the left. You're going to run a screen to the left. He doesn't have enough time because Jamal Adams comes off the corner. Just nobody even thought about touching him because he's the guy. He's the blitzer, the live blitzer. Okay, that's your hot read. That's the guy. Okay, let's go back where they're coming from. They've got the play. It's there. Except Jamal Adams makes a great play, gets to the quarterback before Carson Wentz can even think about getting rid of it. Now, Carson Wentz stays there, looks back, backpedals, still with the ability and a chance to go ahead and throw. Instead, he tucks and runs off to the right side. That's a lack of confidence in what they're doing offensively. That comes from getting beaten for the better part of 10 weeks.
That's what happens. Good breakdown, Jurgen. I mean, that's what happens. It's bad, right? It looks awful. And I mean,
so that
awful.
Play is usually about a 99.9% success rate on that play. Running a screen play, screen pass into a blitz, a safety blitz coming off there, the slot. That's usually this is going to be a very successful play. Instead, it ends up being a sack because your team is just not doing things correctly nowadays.
Terrible, but they still somehow had a miraculous backdoor cover for most people who had it at 6.5. This is Matt Nagy yesterday, and this is a question from JD, who's going to join us at 11:30. After rewatching the game, what did you see? Listen to Matt Nagy.
We had 70 plays, and almost 48 of those 70 were in no huddle because of the deficit we were in right away and because time being our enemy. So, I mean, you look up and you have 16 plays in the first half. before you get into a 14 play drive that results in a touchdown at the end of the second quarter. So is there good in there? Yeah, there's good. He made some great third down throws for first downs. He made a great fourth down throw. You know, the touchdown at the end of the second quarter was a hell of a decision and a great athletic play that he threw to A-Rob. You know, he used his cadence. He made some good progressions. Were there other things in the game that he can get better at? Absolutely. Progression-wise, can he be better in certain spots? Yeah. But for us, what happens is this, is if you're going to get behind like we did and be in a drop-back game for as long as we were in it, it's hard. It's not easy. And you can't play a normal game. You can't set things up with play actions. You can't get into the movements, the screens, the nakeds. When you got to sit back there and drop back that many times in a game because you're down and the deficit's there, there's going to be more of those type of errors with progressions and that sort of thing. But, you know, we had some penalties there that I think early on, you know, got converted a 3rd and 7 and had a penalty. And then the next play, we get a little pressure up the gut and, you know, we end up ball security. We lose the football and they get a touchdown. And just like that, guys, it's 27-3. You know, there's some things that I feel like offensively yesterday, in the run game was a lot better. I thought protection was a lot better. I thought our offensive line played their ass off yesterday. I thought they did a good job of fighting. They handled that front four pretty well. They established the run game. They did it the second play of the game. David fought his tail off and running hard. And so that part to me is good. But, you know, again, this has to be we have to be able to play a game where the three phases play together. And our defense knows when we talk through this stuff, we talk as a team, how important they are to how we're built and what they mean to us and how they get stuff started. And so when we go out there on the field, we expect a 3-and-out. If not a 3-and-out, we expect a punt. That's just who we are. And when that doesn't happen, you know, it digs us in a hole. And so we're fighting and you get a deficit like that, and it's just hard to overcome. And, oh, by the way, it's even more difficult when you're playing Aaron Rodgers. So we get that. But whatever it is, I know this. We better wake our tails up. Every freaking coach on the staff, every player – better wake up and start understanding where we're at. Have some personal pride. Have a freaking sense of urgency. Know where we're at. Have some pride into who we're playing for and why we do this. And then go find a way to win as a team. That's my challenge to every single person in that building this week, is that. And so yesterday was flat out embarrassing. Our guys know it. I'm not telling you something they don't know. They know it. But we're gonna step up, and all coaches, all players, and we got 5 games left. So for us, it's our own personal challenge as to where we're at and how we're going to do this thing. But that performance yesterday is ridiculous and can't happen. And obviously that starts with me.
And everybody knows that. And I know that things are going to change when you're in a deficit. But at 13-3, there's nothing that says you can't give the ball to David Montgomery, who already has popped a 57-yard run in the game. There's nothing that says you can't do that. He didn't. And it ended with a Mitch Trubisky, whatever the hell that was.
Arm punt?
Interception. There's nothing that says at 13-3 in the second quarter you can't hand the ball to a player you deemed a year ago a special talent.
Yeah.
That you're wasting.
His offensive line did a fine job, he said, right?
He said they played their asses off.
Did you guys see Charles Leno blocking the defensive end flat on his back?
I did.
When the referee called him for holding, I thought he was going to continue on. 10 yards, penalty on number 72.
I thought he was going to jail, Yurko.
I thought he said holding on for dear life, because that's what looked like was happening. It was. I heard the words timber in the background, hoping nobody would get hurt that was around him.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's how people get hurt when guys get flattened like that. I was hoping no other offensive lineman or running back was near there so they can get their knee blown half to hell right there. Timber is what I saw on that particular play. What talent and skill. And let's not forget there was a handful more penalties in there. And I'm telling you, on the 57-yard run, you can't take it away. They had it. Carm.
I know, but
I went back and looked at it today. A misalignment. They had a tight end flexed out, two tight ends set, one tight end to the right, one tight end to the left, flexed out about 4 to 5 yards, right? And they had two other wide receivers that were out there, okay? And you count the bodies on the right side of the football, and you ask yourself, on the right side as you're looking at it from the end zone out, because they got that nice end zone copy, and you ask yourself, why are there so many players over on the other side? The Green Bay Packers misaligned that play. The Bears took advantage. The reason they couldn't get another 57-yard pop is because they didn't make that same alignment mistake.
Okay. It still
okay, that's
you
why.
You can't give the running back
you're going to grind it out, and they did grind it out. He had 10 more rushes for 40-some-odd yards.
Yeah.
So they were grinding it out, and keeping the ball away from Aaron Rodgers certainly is a good thing. But when you score points, and the only way you can score is you're down 24, they lighten up right before the half. You're down 41-10. You're down 31.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they lighten up, they call off the dogs, and all of a sudden now you can move the football, right?
Yep.
And you're still down 24, and that's when you can move the football. When you're down so many points and that's the only way you can move the football, you really can't move the football in real time when it's a competitive game. And that's what we've got to ask ourselves.
Mellor, what were you going to say?
I want, when we come back, Carm, I want you guys to discuss Matt Nagy's message there and how you think the players received that, because he certainly, for the offensive guru and all the, you know, the inabilities that Yurko just laid out, he kind of put his defense on blast.
He did.
There.
I think he
and
totally did.
And I want
did.
You guys to explain how you think players respond to that.
We'll discuss that when we come back next, and we'll tell you about the giveaway that we have going on today. We'll do all that when we return. This hour of the show is brought to you by CBDMD. Discover the secret to everyday wellness. CBDMD, superior CBD, superior you. Get 20% off when you enter the code WADDLE.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
December 1st, and in what has become an annual tradition, the first Tuesday in December is now known as Giving Tuesday. So donate to a charity that is near and dear to your heart. Go ahead and do that today to kick off the holiday season. We also have the Carmen and Yurko ESPN 1000 Giving Tuesday Ultimate Giveaway. Since the Bears suck, nobody wants the Bears. Bears fans don't want the Bears. I don't want the Bears right now. They're terrible. We're gonna give we're gonna give teams away today, Yurko.
Okay.
And I just, in the magic, it is a Bears mug, ironically enough. People on Twitch, twitch.tv can see it. In my Bears coffee mug that I have here in the studio, I've got 16 pieces of paper with the top 16 seeds right now. Instead of the Giants, I actually put the NFC East, because who knows and who really cares? You're not
right,
going to win the Super Bowl. You know what
right.
I'm saying, Yerk? But other than that, I've got the top 16. And I went with 16 just in case we go to 16 playoff teams. All right? So I got them all in the Magic Bears mug here, and we'll just start giving away teams. And we got like a $100 prize pack here. We got one of our bottles of Bub City Russell's Reserve pick that we did. The great 10-year Russell's Reserve pick we did with Bub City, and a $25 Geno's East gift card. So we'll give that. We'll give you a chance to go ahead and grab a team coming up just after 11 o'clock. JD will join us at 11:30. Mellor was asking the question, how does the defense react to Matt Nagy kind of throwing them under the bus a little bit and putting them on blast? That's been the only thing that has really saved this team. I mean, his offense was good enough for about the first 8 weeks of 2018 when the league didn't know him. Quite frankly, he caught some teams off guard. Trey Burton, it was pre-injury. Look at the year Trey Burton's having in Indy, by the way, now that he's healthy. Trey Burton was healthy. Matt Nagy was new, and the Bears offense was good for about 8 weeks. Other than that, this offense has stunk. Certainly it stunk the last year and a half. And
it's underperformed.
The only thing that has saved the Bears that has kept them competitive is their defense. So how do they react going forward, Yerk?
Well, it's coaching ploy. That's what you do. I mean, the defense played poorly. The defense has always had accolades on it. You know, everybody, well, you know, the defense played well. The defense did what it could. The defense, they could only hold on for so long, blah, blah, blah. So it's a chance to go ahead and take a little bit of pressure off the offense, because everybody knows the offense sucks. And it's a chance to point out that, listen, no matter what, defensively, we didn't show up for that game. Defensively, we didn't get it done. Defensively, we didn't make plays. Poor tackling. Lack of pressure on the quarterback. Coaching Chuck Pagano play design. you know, even though Aaron Rodgers can beat you, there's certain things you can do, maybe force him left, overload on one side, understand where he's going. Yeah, Bill Belichick can devise a defense that says, hey, listen, I know where you want to go.
True.
The minute I bring it, I'm going to take away your top two and make you go someplace else. But you've got to get to him. You've got to put him on the ground, and you got to put a clock in his head.
Yeah.
That they didn't do. So you're going and you're taking advantage of a chance when you can go ahead and lambast your defense a little bit. Now, if any of these players are worth their salt, any of them, they'll respond in a positive manner.
Hmm.
They'll respond in the way they're supposed to. We've been challenged. These guys have been challenged their whole lives. Every play they're on the field, they get challenged. They'll respond in a positive manner.
Some have wondered if it's a little too easy for Nagy, and I've seen this on Twitter. I think Waddle was talking about it yesterday for a little bit. Is it too easy to do it now because they've got the Lions coming in? Look, the Lions, if they get Galladay and Swift back, as we talked about yesterday, aren't going to be a pushover. They're a better team with those guys on offense. The Bears are so bad right now. Anybody thinks that they're going to just walk all over the Lions? I don't know what you've been watching the last couple of weeks with this Bears offense. They're only a 3-point favorite against the Lions, too. So that'll tell you Vegas thinks they're equal and the Bears just get the 3 points for being at home. Is it too convenient to go ahead and do the rah-rah fire up? You know, oh, I'm going to put everybody on blast when the Lions are coming in.
No, it's what you got to do. All right. It's what you have to do. You've got to wake the guys up. At 6-6, there's still possibility. At 6-6, you don't know if the NFL is going to increase it to 8 teams. So you want to be as close to 500 and or above 500 as you start to move forward. You look at the schedule, there's a couple of winnable games on there. So yeah, you're going to, you know, you do whatever you can to motivate them. I just looked up an old game that I played in where the defense got yelled at by Tom Coughlin. He walked into our defensive meeting room and yelled at us and said, you stopped this team all day. And in the third quarter, you gave up one touchdown to Tony Banks. We gave up 7 points the whole day, and we ended up losing the game 17-14. Opening drive, Brunell hits one of their defensive backs at the 8-yard line. He returns it 92 yards for a touchdown, 7-0. Second drive, interception. They return it to the 17. We stop it. They kick a field goal. In essence, your offense has given up 10 points, right?
Yes.
We take a 14-10 lead. They put one drive together the whole day, okay? That 8 first downs, we had 36 first downs to 8 first downs. Our offense turned the ball over 6 times.
Ugh.
Do you know what Coughlin did?
He ripped you.
He didn't rip Mark Brunell to shreds for throwing all the interceptions. He came into the defensive room and said, you dominated the whole game, you let him get one drive, and that's why we lost the game.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a coaching ploy. We'll see if it works.
It's coaching ploy, kid.
We'll have more on this when we return in 2 minutes.